Okay, guys, welcome to the Ambit Energy Business Builder Call. My name is Executive Consultant Jeff Rollins. I am honored and humbled to be asked to host the call this evening. The great Brian McClure is on the road down in the Louisiana area, and he asked me if I would fill in for him. So I am honored and humbled and ready to live up to the importance of this call to Ambit Energy. I've been in this business for a little over 10 years. It has been an amazing blessing to our family. And listening to this call for a good portion of that 10 years and listening to Brian deliver great messages and great value. And everyone on this call I know that knows and adores Brian and his commitment to all of us. He is the one that says that we are in a business that is a part of two, one whole parts of two. And the two is a mechanical and a mental side of the business. And, Brian trains a lot on the mechanical part, and it's pretty straightforward, and it's the same every time. But does also train a lot on the mental part. And I know over the last 4 or 5 weeks, Brian has been delivering a message about having a mission statement and having a purpose and having more than just a goal. And that was a great series. And I was very excited to be part of that. And if you are interested in hearing that, you can go to Ambit. You can go to Ambit. The website, the national website, you can get the recorded calls on that website, and that's definitely something you should go back to. Top Ambit Leaders with an S .com, and go to the recorded calls, and you can definitely be worth to go back to do that. So sitting here in a small suburb of Putnam County, which is 50 miles north of New York City. Expecting more snow tonight, and it was funny. I spent 24 days in Naples, Florida, in the beginning of January, and came back to 15 inches of snow, and we got another storm, and it just seems to keep coming. And that's how I remember when I was a kid. We got a lot of snow in the winter here in New York, and I don't mind it. But it's definitely a little different than it was when you were out sleigh riding and building snowmen. And I think that's what it is with life. You know, things changes. We have to adapt. This world has been, 2020 was the world of adapting and trying to figure out. I know all parts of the United States is in different parts of their pandemic recovery, let's just put it that way, and some states are more opened up than others, and I got a real good feel for that when I went down to Florida. Florida is pretty much wide open. I know Texas is a state that has tried to keep their state open, and New York definitely hasn't, so it's impacted a lot of people. And I did a training on this call, I think it was about a month and a half ago. I think it was the last call that Bear Gordon actually hosted. And it was on identifying the people that have been affected by this terrible pandemic in the sense of their vocation and, the way that they go about earning money. And I still think that is big time in play. But I wanted to share something tonight that I wanted to get back to the heartline of what Ambit Energy is all about. You know, when I got into this business, I had never been in network marketing before. If you haven't heard my story, you know, my background was in construction and construction management. I was a real estate investor. I still toy around in that, and actually back in a little bit into that field of looking for some properties in the multifamily area, but bigger properties, not just properties that are one and two family, looking for some bigger rental properties in different parts of the country. And that's what I did. And I got very good out of it. I have a very keen eye for that. And I'm very excited about that. And back in 2010, I just sent my oldest daughter to college. And Cassandra had a dream of being a special ed teacher. And, you know, guys, I don't know about what your story is and what your why is, but my why was when I, you know, I was the kid that just barely slipped out of high school. You know, when it came to studying and being focused in school, you know, I had probably everything that they have a name for now, ADD and ADHD and all those different things. They weren't diagnosed like that, but I had them. And I just never seemed to be able to sit down and concentrate and have the focus, and was fooling around with different stuff. So I never took the time to really recognize what it could do for you if you decided to put your mind to something and studied and read it. So, you know, when I got out of high school and just barely made it out of high school, I wanted to go to college. And it was funny because my father had been a school teacher for 35 years, and he saw my study habits. He saw what I was about in high school. So when I said I wanted to go to college, I know inside he was a smart man. He was snickering, saying, you know, really, you want to go to school? And so I wanted to be an architect, and I was really good at drawing, and that's what really got me through high school. But I went to college and I didn't make it because I didn't have the study habits. I didn't have the discipline and the things I needed to succeed. So my father helped me to start a business. And I started a business in landscaping / construction. And 25 years later, I'd become very successful and bought real estate and really went to the school of hard knocks. And fell on my face and lost hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in real estate and gained it back and forth until I became really good at what I did. And then in 2010, when I had, you know, that dream of sending my kids to college, the market fell apart and real estate went down and the subprime mortgage mess was in play. And it put me into a position where I was looking. I needed something. And I really think, guys, right now in America, that is the same exact scenario as it was for me in 2010. And I was reluctant to move. I was reluctant to do anything. I've been asked to look at different companies like this before, but obviously this was a little different. It was energy. It made sense. But I was reluctant to move. And I think a very key point is the gentleman that got me in the business, and I think most of you on this call know executive consultant Jay Emma, when he got me into the business, he signed me up on October 15th of 2010, and I signed up my house. I am multifamily, and then I signed up my church, but I never really moved till 3.5 months later. I never went to a meeting. I never saw a video. I never saw anything like that. And he would call me and he would just touch on me a little bit, but he didn't force me. And the meeting was literally 5 minutes away from my house. And I finally went and I finally realized that this was something I could do. But the reason I went is I was losing sleep at night, wondering how I was going to keep my daughter in college that we had just sent her to, you know, a $43,000 a year university where she was getting some scholarships, but it was still going to cost me. And I was losing sleep at night, thinking about her dreams slipping away because I couldn't deliver on the promise that I had made her. And I really have to think right now that there's a lot of people in the United States of America right now that are feeling exactly like I felt back in 2010. And, you know, when I finally went to a meeting and I finally realized what this was about, it was energy, it was simple. You know, it got me excited, and my excitement is what drove me to get rocking in the business. And, you know, 14 months later, I was an executive consultant with a billion-dollar company. And, I mean, it just still today blows me away. And, you know, Ambit Energy keeps sending us a residual income check every month. That just, you know, is an amazing thing. And I think it's what everybody in America is after: security, financial security. It does not get you excited when you talk about financial freedom and financial security. And I think that's the basis of what we really need to focus on, the simplicity of what the business is all about. It was about gathering a handful of loyal customers that we know, love, and trust, and then showing others how to do the same. That was the baseline. And I think, you know, with technology and everything that we have today, it's gotten complicated. And, you know, the business is being done online a little differently, and there's different sections of people that have found ways to acquire customers in a less traditional way. And, you know, I want to give you guys some encouragement tonight. You know, I was asked to be part of a group that would kind of be part of a focus group of what's going on here in the Northeast. And we've been able to connect with some of the corporate leaders and really ask some tough questions. And that was a question that I needed clarified. Is Ambit Energy still the company, the focus, the mission statement, the heartline of the company? Is it still to gather a handful of customers that we know, love, and trust and show others how to do the same thing? And the answer was absolutely. That's what this company's all about. That's what Vistra Energy bought us for, because we were different than any other channel that they had to gather customers. I want you to think about that for a minute, because I also had the opportunity, I was blessed to be asked to come down to speak at the EC Fly, and it was the last EC Fly that they did live before the COVID-19 pandemic set in, and Brian and myself were the speakers, but we also, the reason I was so excited about going down, they thought that they were excited about me coming. I was excited about going because they told me that it was going to be the first time that the EC Fly recipients that time were going to take a tour of the Vistra headquarters. So I got an opportunity to go to the Vistra headquarters, and I got an opportunity to meet with Kurt Morgan and Scott Hudson and Sidney Sayre and Jim Burke. And they all spoke, and they did these surveys, and they really are so solidly interested in what Ambit Energy is all about. And I saw a big picture. I saw a vision of what these guys were about and where they wanted to take us. And then if you heard Jim Burke speak at Simulcast just a month and a half ago, he talked about the vision of where they have the focus and what where Ambit Energy fits into that. And, you know, they still reference to the brand Ambit Energy because that's what they want it to stay. And their vision is for us to be the main focus on gathering customers into this monster, conglomerate of different companies that make up Vistra Energy. And they have ways to gather customers. They have telemarketing. They have a discount online way of gathering customers. They have, traditional marketing through advertising. Every way that you can think about gathering customers, Vistra Energy is already doing. So what they didn't have and what they dreamed of having and what they talked about for nearly 6 years was to either buy or develop a direct sales network marketing model. And you understand that they knew who Ambit Energy was because Scott Hudson, heading up TXU, was watching Ambit Energy kick their butts on a regular basis on customer gathering and growth and reaching $1 billion in revenue and reaching 1 million customers. They watched that happen right there in Texas when they went to their national conventions when it came to the owners of energy companies. There'd be representatives there from TXU, and Scott Hudson would be there, and so would John Burke from Ambit Energy and Chris Chambliss, and they would talk and they would know. And companies that are that big, companies that are players in such an industry like that, they know the numbers of the other companies. They know who's number one. They know who's number two and who's kicking whose butt. They know this stuff, guys. So when Ambit Energy, the perfect storm, and when Ambit Energy became available for Vistra Energy to buy, they were interested not just in the customers, but they were interested in the brand and the network marketing model. That's what they were interested in. And I truly believe that this is right now going to be the first time that the marriage is actually going to get an opportunity to click in. And we need to do what Ambit Energy did in the beginning. We need to gather a handful of loyal customers that we know, love, and trust, and we need to show others how to do the same thing. The collective amount of customers that you can gather, I'm not interested. I have to be honest with you. I was never interested in going out and gathering hundreds or thousands of personal customers. I've been asked to be in other companies that do that kind of model. I mean, you become, you know, relevant in a business and you're on LinkedIn and you become an executive consultant and you're recognized a little bit, there'll be other companies that'll reach out. And that's never what I was interested in. I was always attracted to the model where the lowest common denominator, the person that didn't have sales experience, the person that didn't have network marketing experience, could go to their friends and family and people they know, and they could simply ask them, would you do me a favor if you could save a little bit of money, or you could get value past what you're getting right now from your incumbent provider, which really provides you nothing. And that's what the Power Perks program has been introduced in Ambit Energy about, to give value to people when they're buying energy, because Vistra Energy has reached out to people, especially here in the Northeast and the mid parts of the country. And they started to survey customers that have been Ambit Energy customers for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And you know what? The number one thing that Ambit Energy loyal customers that were gathered, that handful of customers that were gathered, that the consultant might not even still be in the business, the number one answer in this survey was that, you know, I like Ambit Energy, but I just don't get anything more than just being a customer and saving a little bit of money. I wish that somebody would contact me once in a while. I wish that I would get something else. There would be more value to me being an Ambit Energy customer and being part of that brand. And that's what Vistra Energy and the think tank there, they take their time to develop their strategies, and that's just why the Power Perks program, and this is not a new program, this is something that Vistra Energy's had for a very long time. That's what they've been doing, introducing it to different states, and they're doing more and more and more. So I want you to think about running your Ambit Energy business with excitement, and getting people involved that can be excited about residual income and setting themselves financially free, and try to get everything out of the thought process of how to build your business with all the information about, I mean, there's just too much now, guys, of Vistra Energy and the powerhouse they are. We shouldn't be talking about that. You know, find out what people want in life and what their why is, and simply show them how Ambit Energy can get it for them. Who says that? That's Brian McClure. I mean, he always would say, identify someone's why, ask the right questions, find out what they need and want, and then simply show them that Ambit Energy is a tool for them to go out and get residual income. I mean, guys, the 12th of the month, I got my residual income check. That's 3 days early. I mean, what company pays you 3 days early? What company is talking about Jim Burke talking about Ambit Energy being the major part of what Vistra's customer acquisition is going to be over the next 10 years. Talking about doubling the amount of customers that Ambit Energy has, and doubling revenue. And you know what that does? That doubles commissions. And the brightness and the future of what's going to happen with Ambit Energy, I believe, is the best years to come in Ambit Energy and what's happened with Vistra Energy. We just need to, as the old folks on this call, us that have been around for a little while, you know, we need to realize that in business, and I think maybe I have a little easier time realizing that than maybe somebody on this call, and I'm sure some people have a lot more experience than I do in business, but being in business for nearly 30 years of my life, I'm 57 years old, I realized that the only thing constant about business is change. And that's the basis of what's gone on in the last 10 years for what I can see about Ambit Energy and what's gone on. And the greatest thing now is the change that happens in Ambit Energy going forward, the stability of Vistra Energy with the marriage of Ambit Energy, the change is not going to affect anybody nearly as much, and it's not going to be as scary as it has been in the past when it comes to just being Ambit Energy, the independent retailer escrow company, versus Ambit Energy, the marketing arm in the network marketing world, backed by $13 billion powerhouse Pfister Energy. See, change isn't as scary now as it was, because the proven fact is, look at the last year and the COVID-19 pandemic, and Pfister Energy didn't miss a beat. There wasn't ever a residual income check missed, a weekly check missed. In fact, they grew. They came out with new promotions. They come out with new products. They've grown. Actually, guys, I have to think is when it comes to our transition, it probably in a very strange way could have been a blessing in disguise, the slowdown of what happened with the pandemic that gave Vistra Energy and Ambit Energy a chance to marry together and become who they are without the big pressures of growth, in the sense of pushing too hard before they really got it down. So I'm really thinking hard about this today, about how excited I am about what's about to happen with Ambit Energy in the next 10 years of my life. And I have multiple businesses. This is still a part-time gig for me. Like I said, I'm focusing for the next 3 years in some real estate investing, building my Ambit Energy business, and putting myself in a position that, the residual income that I'm making from different parts of business are going to put me in a position that I never have to work for money anymore. I can work and do things that I want to do, and money is coming in. So I wanted to end this call tonight with I always like to add an element of personal growth into what I have to say, because I think everything that I've said is great, but if your head's not in the right place and you're not feeding your mind with different things and keeping your eyes open, then I really think that Jerry Thompson Jr. used to say, you're even moving forward or you're slipping back. There's no just standing still in business. So the question is, are you moving forward personally in your life? And we all have different times. There was a post the other day that I saw I forget where I saw it, and I posted it on Facebook. And it says, sometimes it's okay if the only thing you did today was breathe. And, that might seem pretty simple, but, just think about that for a minute. And sometimes we get way too caught up in all the things we need to do. And once in a while, we just really need to collectively just thank the good Lord that we can breathe today. We're moving forward. I remember John Maxwell always used to talk about, if you're having a bad day, then have a bad day, but just put a time limit on it so you don't dwell in it. And that's just the way it should be. So, I just started to divide my reading into a couple different areas, and I've heard this before. So I picked up three books, which is very unique for me, because I struggle with getting through one book at times, because I'm an audio listener. But what I've done is I'm taking small chunks. And there was a book that was recommended to me, and if you ever had an interest in the military at all, James Patterson is just a phenomenal, phenomenal author that my wife enjoys reading. But he does big time books and different stories, and it's not something I normally read. But it was a combination of a person that really wanted to dig down and get real true life stories of military, people in the military, and people's stories from military. And if you know anyone from the military, I'm 57 years old. I'm in the middle of service. I thank everybody that's on this call and anyone that's ever served our country. I've never served in the military. My father was World War II, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, 1942. My brother-in-law is an E-7 in the National Guard. I just have a very high regard and respect for people that are willing to put their lives on the line for us. So many few that protect so many. But this book is called Walk in My Combat Boots by James Patterson. And Matt Emerson, and he is the military guy. He's a first sergeant in the U.S. Army, and he did, very unique, he did all the interviewing of the individuals to get the stories, and then he was smart enough to go to James Patterson to get him to do the writing. And all it is just short stories, 4 or 5 pages, each story of an individual and their real-life experiences in the military. In live combat, some medical, different parts. And I tell you, I've been reading 1 or 2 a day, and it just gives you such a real life perspective of what these people do to put their lives on the line for us. So if I could make a recommendation in an incredibly compelling book that can just give you a great perspective, that's a great book. Walk in My Combat Boots by James Patterson. I was able to pick it up at Barnes & Noble. It's a hard copy. It's definitely a book that's going in my library, and it'll stay there for a long time. And then I bought a book that was recommended from a friend of mine on real estate, buying and investing. I know a lot about it, but I just wanted to get fresh on it. I wanted to get new on it. I wanted to get if there was anything that I really needed to freshen up on. So I'm reading that. And then I saw a book, if anyone knows who Dale Carnegie is, it was The Art of Public Speaking, and I enjoy communicating, I enjoy speaking, I enjoy listening to Les Brown and Jim Rohn and all the great speakers that have really inspired me. So I picked that up, and they're in 3 areas. One's in a personal growth area that I enjoy in the public speaking. Another one is in the knowledge area of something that I'm personally interested in. And the other one is Walk in My Combat Boots is just for a reflection on being thankful for who we are, the beautiful and wonderful country that we live in, and the sacrifice that people are able to make that are for us, everyone on this call. And guys, I think we just really need to do that as a country. There's so much divide in this country, and there's so many finger pointing and cancer culture and all this stuff, where that, guys, history and bad or good is the reflection of where we came from, and you need to be able to look back and see where you came from so when you stand in the present, you can look forward to where you're going to go and not make the same mistakes that might have been made. Imagine if they just canceled everything in our past and there was no history books or the way to go back and reflect. Think about how many mistakes we would remake without history being in the background for us to look at and learn as we go forward. And I think that's the same thing about our lives. We need to have our past. We need to reflect on it and learn from it so that when we go forward and we're not standing still, we're able to learn from our mistakes and not make the same mistakes over and over again and spin our wheels. And, you know, I think that's just so important to everything when it comes to life, when it comes to business, is the things that you know today from your past are the things that are going to help you to be successful in the future and to learn from and to help others and to pick up other people. You know, I'm not an expert on the Bible, but I surely take a lot of reflection on it. And in Corinthians, Second Corinthians 1:3, I believe it is, it talks about the comfort of God. And it talks about the things that I'm paraphrasing now, guys, but it talks about the things that we've gone through and learned and made mistakes and been hurt from, that we learn from it. And we take comfort in God in moving forward. But it's not only us taking comfort, it's showing others in need in the same area that we didn't do it with our own strength, and we used the strength of God to move forward and being able to teach others the mistakes that we made. And that's about our past and the things that we've learned and move forward. So, you know, guys, we have a history in Ambit Energy. We have a past that we can learn from. But the greatest thing about it is we stand here today on February 14th of 2021, that the future going forward in Ambit Energy, married with Vistra Energy, couldn't be more bright than it's ever been before. And I just encourage everybody to take that and move forward and share your personal story with people and put yourself in a position where we can just have a wonderful, wonderful future in this company. So I'm going to wrap it up with that. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. And I am going to unmute the lines and we can say goodnight.